I just was able to watch the 2023 summer blockbuster thriller Oppenheimer, starring Cillian Murphy, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Jason Clarke, and the list goes on and on and on. This was a highly anticipated film by Christopher Nolan, which I was interested from the moment I heard about it. I did not realize that it was going to extend 3 hours. Whenever you have a film that is that long, you have to wonder, is it going to hold my attention for 3 full hours? And I will let you know if it did. The film was highly rated on IMDb. This is 1 week into its release, which was July 23rd. It had an estimated budget of $100 million, and so far it has grossed over $400 million worldwide. Cillian Murphy plays the part of J. Robert Oppenheimer. He was a famous physicist who had made a name for himself and was the head of the Manhattan Project, which was the team that built the atomic bomb. This film is based on true events. Cillian Murphy, who plays the part of Oppenheimer, really did an amazing job and engrossed himself into the part, making me feel like that was Oppenheimer that I was looking at. Just a fantastic job by him. The film really didn't get good until around 45 minutes in. It was sort of building up, and that was when Matt Damon made his appearance playing the part of soon-to-be General Leslie Groves. His role was from the military side, was to build a bomb to sort of end the war that was going on with the Germans and Japan. Albert Einstein makes an appearance in the film, and Albert Einstein didn't really want to be a part of the bomb-making thing. He was sort of towards the tail end of his life, and it was more than 40 years after he had won the Nobel Prize with both of his theories of relativities. But what was interesting in this first hour to an hour and a half in the film was just the mentions of all the famous physicists, Edward Teller, Heisenberg, Niels Bohr. So you had all these famous physicists, and I thought maybe they were going to delve a little bit into the mathematics and the theoretical aspects of it, but they didn't go too much, and I think they would have lost the general audience if they went into it. But I was kind of like, oh, but this is going to be cool. This is going to be like a physics class. There was this backdrop of communism as a part of their team that was building this nuclear bomb. They wanted this to be a tight-knit community. They went to New Mexico, where on a basically a big plot of empty land, and they said, let's build it here. There's nothing for 40 miles in any direction. Let's build a little town here. That way we can bring all the scientists out and their families so they can actually make a life here. It's probably going to take at least 2 to 3 years to build this thing. During that time, they're constantly worrying about, is there communists in there spying, giving out secrets to the Russians, and that sort of thing. There were a few ties with Robert Oppenheimer to the communists. It wasn't that he was a communist, but he went to parties that communists were held, and they tried to recruit him, which he never did join. His soon-to-be wife, Kitty Oppenheimer, who was played by Emily Blunt, she was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party for a short period of time. That would come back, play a role in the later part of the film. He had a girlfriend played by Florence Pugh. Her name was Jean Tadlock. I felt that she seemed more like a more charismatic. It didn't seem to be a lot of chemistry between him and his wife. There were some nude scenes with Florence Pugh, which I thought was weird. The scene that I'm speaking of was they had filmed her sitting in a chair, basically naked, sitting in this chair, and then they panned over to Cillian Murphy, and he was naked with his leg covering certain spots. And then they panned back to her, and I was like, who sits in chairs naked like that? I don't know. I thought it was weird. I think it was a little bit of an unnecessary nudity in the film, if you're asking me. I get that those two had a relationship, but I thought that was strange. So as the film progressed, she, his mistress, ends up committing suicide, and that took his toll. Clearly, he cared about her and did not want that to happen. He had told her he couldn't see her anymore. I guess that broke her heart. Anyhow, sort of cutting to the chase, the first 2 hours of the film were really interesting. There was great cinematography, all the buildup to them creating this nuclear bomb and showing the success, and he was on top of the world. The last hour of the film was basically this witch hunt. They went after him to take his security clearance away or something, and it was just this thing. And that is not to downplay the point that Robert Downey Jr. was the bad guy going after him, and he was amazing in this film, and I think he should have taken second billing instead of Emily Blunt. He had more screen time and more words were spoken by him in the film. It's for that reason that I could only give this film 4 stars instead of 5 stars. It stretched an hour too long. I think they should have just clipped it, maybe with some text going up at the end of the film. The last hour was completely meaningless to me.